Greetings, Slidell. This is Bob Riles, your host to the new Grace Radio series, Voices. This new adventure in programming for Grace Radio focuses on the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell. Neighbors talking to neighbors about matters of mutual interest to our community and to you. Our guest today on Voices is Pastor Morris Sanangelo, author of the books Grace Thoughts, lead minister of the Slidell Ministers Association. But most importantly for our conversation today, Pastor Morris is president of the Grace Radio organization. Morris, we're glad to have you here today.
Well, great to be here, Bob. It's always a joy to get with you and watch you use all your expertise as the leader of Voices. Great program.
Thank you, Morris. We really enjoy doing it. I met some wonderful people. It's been a good thing. It occurs to me that we are now at 16 years for Grace Radio, serving the community of Slidell. Lots of good stuff's happening, and we're really excited about the new innovations that you've brought to the station in the last couple of years. Could you talk to us a little bit about Grace Radio, what you see as the good and the gooder?
The good and the gooder. Yeah, I guess so. We can talk about that. Well, I guess we've actually had the station now going on about 3.5 years, something like that. It's been a labor of love. It's been a joy to do in many ways. But it does have its moments. I guess President of General Motors would probably say the same thing. You know,
exactly.
It has its moments. But nothing's easy. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it, I suppose. When I was asked to take over this radio station, I have great experience in the radio business, as you well know. That I do have a radio in my car that I listen to, you know, faithfully. That's about it. Other than that, I had no clue as to what it is. And I learned something very early on. As you know, Grace Radio was with the FCC is licensed as a low-powered station. That's when we use our call letters. It's WGONLP for low power. And that means we only have a certain radius that reaches Slidell. But that's not the bad part. The bad part is that the FCC has put heavy restrictions on the station as to how it can raise funds. So it's very difficult. We can't charge for time. And I know that sounds crazy, but that's just the way it is. It's the mouse built to government specifications and you get an elephant. So we kind of have this elephant. So we can't charge for time and we need to raise underwriting funds as best we possibly can, and that is a challenge to say the least. As you know, we've taken September, made it our first fundraising month, and we hope that our listeners would respond in two ways. One, tell us that they're out there, and two, send money.
Well, Morris, it's obvious that it's necessary to pay the bills for the station. We've done excellent things in the past, thanks to the support that has come from the community. As we go forward from here, what are some of the ways that people in our community can support the station? What do you see are the primary needs and opportunities that are available to believers and to citizens in Slidell?
We need support in several ways. One is those who can give a one-time gift, whether it's $5 or praise the Lord, $5,000, whatever it may be. We need those monies because we have capital expenditures. Our equipment is a station. You said the station's getting on 16 years old, and some of our equipment actually needs to be replaced, and we're just nursing it along, and I do mean nursing it along. Those one-time gifts really do help us. But we need gifts that are sustaining. People who want to support something for $50 a month or $10 a month or $100 a month, it actually underwrites the station. It's the underpinning that any business, and this is a business, it's a Christian radio, but it does have a business side, just like a church preaches the gospel, but it's got a business side. It needs money to pay the electric bill and all the other, you know, various sundry things. So we need people who would say, hey, I like the Voices program, which you do. And I'd like to underwrite Bob, since we can't charge you to be on the station. And they would say, well, I'd like to give $100 a month for Bob because I really like his program. And we could be sure that we'd have $100 a month coming in. For that, what we can do, if it's a business, say, or even an individual, we can make mention that the program was underwritten by the ABC company or Joe and Mary Smith or whoever that may be. And so that people can get recognition for their help with us. It's not mandatory, but if somebody wants to take advantage of that, we'd be more than happy to help. People could come in and underwrite us. Bob, I know that you've been working very hard with the station, with me, to try to build it up and to bring new life to it. I believe it's the place to go to in Slidell to listen. I mean, we have people like Dr. James Dobson with a family talk. That is an amazing God-given to the kingdom person, Dr. Dobson. His programs are on virtually every day. The things that he talks about and the people he has interviewing, it's just incredible. He's on for 30 minutes a day. There's Dr. Dobson. There's Grace Thoughts by that outstanding author, happens to be me. Well, I wrote the book, and now I have the opportunity to read those Grace Thoughts on the station. So someone could underwrite that if they so desire. We have an evangelist by the name of Jules Hillary, who's faithfully on the station every day at 7:15 in the morning. We need an underwriter for him. We have Taco Talks, of course, you've mentioned this before on the station, I've heard you say it, talking about Christ, obviously, done by some teenage girls, and that's an amazing program. We have The Storyteller with John Case, who's on every weekend. John Case tells an amazing story every week. It's just mesmerizing to hear what he has to say. And we have the Slidell Ministers Association, where we have testimonies from ministers in our community who share how they came to Christ, how they came into the ministry, how they came to Slidell. They tell their story. And these and other things that are on the air, I'm amazed at how good our station really sounds. The scripture reading all through the day. It's got excitement. It's got little noisy zingers that come out. And, you know, we don't just say, this is WGONLP, Grace Radio. You know, we got it zinging, making noise, and just to make it interesting. All these things take time, energy. Thank God for the volunteer work that you and others do to keep the station on the air. You know, let's just face the facts. We need a few bucks. I hate to ask for money. I guess it's my old pappy when I was raised. He taught me to stand on my own 2 feet, not to be asking people for anything. And I guess it got into my DNA, so I have a lot of difficulty asking for anything. If you've been to our church, you know that we don't even pass the basket. Now, how crazy is that? But it's me. I just don't like to ask for money. We just have a box on the back wall that people can give to. But we need money. These are the rules. If anyone could give a gift, we would appreciate it. The best gift is to pray, and we need people who pray. The other thought is we'd love to hear from people. We know you're out there, because occasionally somebody will say, hey, I heard this, and they'll mention something I heard on the radio. But I guess most people are like you and me, Bob. We listen to radio or TV, and we don't send letters, and we don't call. But it's really vital to encourage people like you and me who are working that somebody's there. We don't want just money. We just want a text message, an email, a telephone call. If you can, send a few bucks.
Amen. Well, those words of encouragement do mean a lot to the many volunteers that we have. It's amazing how many hours it takes to keep the radio station running. A word of encouragement, along with a financial gift, would be just a wonderful way to do it. You know, the focus of this station has always been, since I've been associated with it, is getting Christ out of the walls of the church and into the community.
Absolutely.
To reach both the believer and the non-believer. While we do Christian programming, there's a lot of our programming that we do with the intention of just helping people, just loving people and being with them. And it occurs to me that was kind of the same thinking process when Denise and I signed on as missionaries. Take the message of Jesus Christ outside the walls of the church and into the community where people are. And that's really the focus. And maybe if some of the churches who are listening to us might see themselves as supporting Grace Radio as a missionary outreach to the community, it might be just one more good ministry for the churches of the community to involve themselves in.
Yes, exactly, Bob. And community is everything. And I guess that's why, you know, we have Grace Radio, because it's a community station. I'm not really interested in much what happens outside of Slidell. Let me rephrase that. I'm interested, but it's not much I can do about it. Here in town, we can do a lot of things. And I know the Voices program, you're interviewing the mayor, and you're interviewing business people and state senators and, you know, various things that have to do with our community. And it's a place where people can learn about our community. And I think it's a good place to put a buck. You know, sometimes you, when you invest money in an organization, you say, well, what are they doing with it? Where is it going? Well, I can tell you about the money that goes to Grace Radio. It's not going in my pocket. You know, And I'm not in it for the money, and it's not going into your pocket, but it does go into the community. I can assure folks that we watch every nickel and dime. Somebody said if you watch nickel and dimes, the dollars will take care of themselves, and I believe that's true. We try to be prudent and frugal, but some things are just expensive. As you know, the FCC required us to get a new EAS system, which is an emergency action system, so in case some hurricane or something comes up, we can notify people. That little black box, it's not bigger, much bigger than a stereo box that you could buy for $3, $4, $5. At the most you could spend would be $1,000, I guess, if you got the best on the market. That little box cost us $3,500 just to get it, not to mention what we had to pay to get it programmed, not to mention what it cost to get it installed. So, you know, what should have been a several hundred dollar investment in a piece of hardware cost us somewhere close to $5,000. Expensive. I'm not complaining, and I hope if you're listening you don't think this is a complaint. It's just the facts that we have to deal with.
These are the realities of putting on a radio show. It's the realities of having a station. For the number of volunteers who work together, the technical staff, the programming staff, the executive staff, there's a lot of people who give their time sacrificially to make this work. As you said, nobody gets a salary. We just do what we need to do to make it happen. We would like to ask people to join us in this ministry.
If you're looking for, you know, the great station that does everything perfectly, then you're probably not interested in who we are. We're a little folksy, you know, as you like to say. It's about people getting together with other people. We have a purpose, we have a plan, we have an objective, and we're working on that. But we need some help. I mentioned to you earlier that next week is our big fundraising drive, and we're going to culminate next Saturday at a church garage sale that our church is putting on. And that's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be new because you and I are going to be on the air live. Look, this is not live. We can edit this.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
So, Heaven, I have no idea how to do a live radio broadcast, but we're going to do it.
Amen.
And give people in the area an opportunity to stop by and meet some of the voices of Slidell. They meet the Taco Bells. They'll be there. Meet some of the other people who are involved in the station, the operation of the station, who are also those who are on the air. And just to meet folks, and we're going to have a raffle. For $10, you can get a raffle ticket. We got people in the church who are out there looking for goods to be donated. We got all kinds of stuff from an LSU shirt to cookies to one of the massage outfits in town is giving a massage. We've got jewelry, and we've got a pawn shop gave us some watches. So we've got some things, and the grand prize.
Yes, yes.
The grand prize.
Yes, yes.
Ta-da-da-da-da. Is an Apple iPad.
All right.
Everybody wants an Apple iPad. If you listen and you say, well, I have one, your grandkids want one if they don't have one already.
That's it.
So it would be great to give them. So we'll be giving all these things away on Saturday. So just add some festivities to what we're doing and hopefully raise a few bucks while we're at it.
And, of course, if you don't know somebody who's walking around with tickets, you can call us at 985-250-1037. And leave a name and a phone number, and we'll get back to you and see that you get tickets before that drawing. Now, what day is the date is the September the 17th. That'll be the date, but the whole month is going to be the financial underwriting month. You can make gifts anytime this month or anytime after this month, but the big doings is next Saturday, September the 17th.
Exactly, and hopefully my plan is to do this for 1 month, and that's it. And so I don't want this to be the station where all you hear about is money. We don't want to be that way. We just wanted to address the needs. Next Saturday will be the culmination of the tickets for the drawing, which is kind of, we think it's going to be a fun thing to do. That's the plan. But as you say, the whole month we'll be soliciting funds and trying to get some folks to give us a hand.
On this special day, the 17th, where will you be broadcasting live from? Where can people come to find us?
They can come to New Beginnings Church at 330 Robert Boulevard. We're right next to Azalea Estates and right next to the Slidell Seafood Restaurant. It used to be La Rosetta's, and it's been coming under new management. So, and for those of you who like barbecue, we're real easy to find. We're the log cabin place that used to be a barbecue joint.
Okay.
We converted it into a church. And no, we're not going to close the church and start selling barbecues. Forget about it.
There
right?
you go.
That's where we'll be. A lot of folks will be out there with some garage sale stuff. There'll be some real bargains. If you like garage sales, the church is filled with garage sale stuff. So it'll be for sale at amazing prices to help raise funds for the radio station.
So be able to come out, to be able to meet the voices of the different people involved with Grace Radio. You'll be able to come out and enjoy a garage sale, and at the same time buy a few raffle tickets for the raffles, for the prizes that are being raffled off. Sounds like a great day. That'll be Saturday, September 17th.
Starting at about 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Come early if you want and stay late if you want. I'm sure
there you go.
A lot to do.
Trust me, it's like church. We'll be there before and after. Well, Morris, it was great talking with you today. It's always fun to talk with you, especially on the air. Any wind-up comment?
Just want to thank the community of Slidell for those who are listening in and just ask them to tell their friends, and we'll be glad to give them the highest quality of Christian programming and information that we can possibly provide. That's our motivation. That's our goal. We want to give honor to God above all things, and would ask that people would pray for us. Above all things, we need prayer for the decisions and the work that we need to do. So thank you, Bob, for the work you're doing. Thank you for helping so diligently. We'll see you Saturday live on WGON, Grace Radio. It's scary, but we're going to do it.
It's going to be an adventure, one more adventure. Well, thank you, Morris. It was great being with you today. And thank you, Slidell, for tuning in to Voices here on Grace Radio. We want to hear from you. You can call us now at 985-250-1037. You can leave a comment. You can send us a text. And if you have thoughts on today's programming that you'd like to express, be sure we'll be looking for that at our phone number, 985-250-1037. We would encourage you to like us on Facebook, Grace Radio of Slidell, and leave a comment there. Or if you want to just check in on our website, www.graceradioofslidell.net, there you can make a tax-deductible gift to support this station. As you've heard many times so far in this interview, we really need your support and appreciate your support. Well, that's it for now. Join us again on the Voices of Slidell daily at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get in the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.